the internet has changed the way we communicate. You know, not just from the emoticons that we were celebrating last week, to also just basic grammar. Just the prevalence of elite speak, which is, you know, internet chat. You know, people saying things like BRB or IRL.
Elite speak.
LEET, elite speak. Not elite, which is another way of speaking, I'm sure, which is more hoity-toity, probably.
That's what I thought.
But there's other more mundane and maybe more insidious ways that the internet has penetrated our language. Luckily, we have Penny Modra, the editorial director at The Good Copy, to tell us what we should be more cautious around. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning to you.
All right, so...
You're a little breathless, Penny Modra.
Well, yeah. I slept in. I don't know what I'm wearing, but I'm so excited to be here.
How deep was the sleep in? How far did you go past the limit?
It was as though an override switch had been shut down at the factory, and then someone just threw it up again. You know, when you wake up that way?
Yeah.
At 2 minutes to six.
Thrust yourself out. Well done.
Well, that's how enthusiastic I am about...
Of course you are.
...talking about internet grammar.
Well, okay, one of the things I remember was a big conversation, particularly around writers, during the advent of Twitter, was how the 140-character limit of Twitter forced writers to edit a single sentence into the character limit, and it made us rethink punctuation. It made us rethink the fat in our work.
Certainly. I think it has put... It's given rise again to the closed M dash, because if you're using a dash, you don't want to have a space and a dash and a little M dash and another one. That's three characters. So the closed M dash has kind of had a resurgence, I think, thanks to Twitter. And that was quite... You know, 20th century, it's hoity-toity paperbacks. That's that style. I am particularly excited, and one of the reasons I zoomed awake at 2 minutes to six is because this today is a great day for grammar language enthusiasts. A lot of the grammar nerds I follow on Twitter have been excited about this book coming out that's called Because Internet. Because Internet. And it comes out today. And I thought, oh, what a day to talk about it. It's, it's by one of my favourite... internet linguists, who's based in Canada, called Gretchen McCulloch, and her book is the new rules of language. And I thought, wow, what an incendiary remark.
We've got internet language.
Yeah.
Has it made its way? Does it stay there?
No, is it definitely
contained?
Not. No, I teach editing at university, and one of my students said last week, sometimes it be that way.
And I was like,
wow, look at that. We're changing the way we inflect our verbs.
So,
and not in a way, I think, that undermines, you know, our kind of everyday or shared understanding of English grammar. Because, to really destroy the grammar, you'd have to say something like, isn't it ironic my meets you here with she? You know, that sort of thing. Whereas we're just making shifts that are... Often, I think, culturally driven. You know, Kanye West said, real rappers is hard to find.
If we're quoting Kanye West, this is where we are. We have to be very clear about that.
Okay, but there is an element of this, which is the changes to language happening because of the internet that are actually taking language backwards to original usages. So things like so... at the start of a sentence being a preposition.
Yeah. Not a preposition, sorry.
How would you describe the way we start a sentence with so?
I think it goes beyond the internet, because I am aware that the ABC receives a lot of calls complaining about presenters starting sentences.
There's not a single pedantic listener in the world. Go on.
So, and I'm really interested in this. It does happen on the internet, but it happens in spoken life as well. And I think the internet is extremely reflective of the way we speak.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, because we're translating. We have to translate that kind of nuance of spoken English into that written context, which we've never had to do before, which is why we have to invent new punctuation marks and emoji. But that sentence starting so has been around for a long time. You can think about it kind of in three ways. You can think about it as an interjection, really similar to, well, let's get started. You know, it's like a kind of, hi, everyone. You know, it's like a linguist would call it a traffic managing item, like a discourse kind of marker. Sometimes people do use a so as a conjunction. So that's why we're talking. Did you hear it?
Yes.
And I do it all the time.
Is yours sort of a well?
Well, totally.
That one I'm really interested in, and I got obsessed with it listening to an NPR podcast a few years ago. I think it was John McWhorter looked at that sentence starting so, and he claimed that was in Beowulf. The sentence starting so existed in Old English. And the whole of Beowulf starts with it's effectively a so.
And that's the difference, right? So Beowulf used it back then.
Yeah.
The same with punctuation. Punctuation used to be, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. it was a utilitarian thing. You put punctuation in place because punctuation meant to be there. But mm-hmm. now, based especially on the internet and the way yes. we writing, the way we speak, punctuation is more about rhythms.
Well, it is, and that's where it started. Punctuation started as rhythmic. And if you look back to the 18th and 19th century, people weren't really following a system. Like they were following their vibe.
We were taught commas yeah. in bad schools where you just took a breath, you know, and you yeah, put a comma in.
Yeah, comma is a pause. Yeah. Not really. I mean, since the 19th century, it's been fairly standardized. And I think what you're saying, Sammy, is that it's a structural thing now. That's how we understand it. But actually, the internet has demanded that we kind of show rhythm again.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite of all time internet punctuating techniques is do you know where you insert the kind of emoji clap?
Mm-hmm.
So you can
right. give yes.
your sentence
yes.
rhythm. I think, oh, fabulous. I would never stand in the way of that.
How
never
would you replicate that? In the way. How would you replicate that in writing? In a book?
Well, it's when you're excited. You're saying in a book.
Yeah. How would you actually replicate that pause, that breath, that applause emoji?
Full stop. It would be difficult.
Oh, possibly.
I guess so. Yeah. It is a real thing.
Yeah.
I so want to talk to you about because, but we have got our wonderful citizen grammarian, Susan from fabulous. Kensington. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
So you have something for us.
I was just going to say I'm absolutely fine with so at the start of the sentence as long as there's a second clause.
Oh, so what you want it to connect through to a complete clause?
Yeah. I think it's like because it's a subordinating conjunction.
It's a conjunction.
Can you give an example for us plebs?
Yeah, give us the second clause to make it right.
So Susan is about to prove that so is okay. Is that right, Susan?
Sorry, it's very early in the morning. I'm just collecting my thoughts.
I'll interject here for a minute and give us another so. What if I said so many people have feelings about so? That's an adverb.
Yeah, that is fine at the start of the sentence, okay, but good. That's a different.
So if I said to you, Susan...
I'm thinking something like, so in this way, we can see that the use of so at the start of a sentence is fine.
That was a conjunction and beautiful. Highly grammatical.
Very nice.
I loved it.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Good on you, Susan. Defense executed perfectly.
Stu from Doreen has texted in to say, look, Raf Epstein has no idea what you're talking about. Harsh, too harsh.
We have to let you go, but the because that you mentioned at the stuff, because internet.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on there?
Love it.
It's charming as all get out.
Yeah. I mean, why was I late? Because cold.
Yeah.
Because as a preposition. You know, because traditionally has been a conjunction.
Right.
I was late because it was cold. But I can say I was late because traffic. Do you see how that's now a preposition?
Yes.
It's very efficient. I don't know if I love it, but at the same time, I mean, who among us can resist this internet shift?
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest shift in human evolutionary history. We can't stop it.
other than crawling on land, yes.
I'm getting on board that train because happy.
Oh, I love it.
Modra, thank you, as always, for confusing us, exciting us, you know, doing all the things that grammar does to us every day. And we will see you hopefully in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, I'd love that.
Penny Modra there, editorial director at The Good Copy. It's time now for some spot news with Tim Callan. And thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Jacinta. Coming up in the news.